Hey, Funnel Hackers, welcome back. How would you like to spend an evening with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson? That was what I had happen the evening of August 5th in Las Vegas, and I want to tell you all about it. So hold tight and dive right into this thing. Let's
go! It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio.
So we worked with Russell, we worked with Tony and Dean a while back with the whole idea about creating this new brand called Mastermind.com. It's been a pet project that Tony and Dean have been working on for a long time. They had Knowledge Business Blueprint is the product that got launched. And in doing it, and Russell's already told the story as far as mastermind.com and how he bought the domain and all that. And I'll talk to you about that later. But the evening was set up as basically an award banquet for the top affiliates of the mastermind.com launch that took place in early April and May of this year, where we literally did almost $40 million in about a six-week period of time, one of the largest launches I've ever been involved in. And it was just fantastic to watch and to learn from and go through it. But the funnest thing was actually just having the evening with Tony, Dean, and Russell. It was almost this crazy, surreal experience. There are times when I do have to pinch myself. I'm like, I love my life. I enjoy what I do. And I just appreciate the friendships that I have. All of them have become dear friends of mine. I've had the opportunity of having life-changing moments with each of them. But it was really a fun night. And I want to kind of talk to you about the lessons I learned basically having dinner and sharing time with Dean and Tony and Russell. August 5th, we were down at the Wynn in Las Vegas, top affiliates for the launch, and just crazy, crazy lessons. So let me just kind of dive right into this. So one of the very first lessons is all about private planes. So I want to kind of talk to you about this whole concept of private planes. We've been flying private now only three or four times myself. I know Russell's had probably five or six different experiences, but it's been really fascinating. Once you've flown private, it's like, oh my gosh, why would you ever fly differently? But that's not the point I want to talk to you about. What I want to talk to you about is what happens to your mind when you start flying private. And Dean used to have a private plane, and then through divorce and through other things and just business kind of wasn't using much, so got rid of it. Well, he's in the market right now looking for a private plane. And Tony and Dean have become the best of friends over the years. And so he was talking to Tony about a private plane. Now, you have to understand that Tony just got his new 747 or 737 that he uses to fly to Fiji and back, just this massive, massive plane. And so he was sitting there talking with Dean about planes. And Dean was like, yeah, I'm looking at this I think it was a Hawker 550, but the type of plane doesn't matter. It was just this plane has three engines, really a super cool plane. It's the same one that we flew on Brian Underwood's down to 10X. And it's a beautiful plane, large, you can stand, bedroom in the back, just a great, great plane. And I was sitting there saying, Dean, that's just awesome. What a great plane. He's like, well, yeah, the craziest thing is I'm sitting there talking to Tony. He's like, Dean, if you don't have a plane that will cross the Atlantic Ocean, don't even bother buying it. And he's like, Tony, what do you mean? I rarely ever cross the Atlantic Ocean. He goes, listen, if you can get a private plane, make sure it can cross the Atlantic Ocean. He's like, why would you do that? And it was just a fun lesson that Tony was talking to Dean about. It's like, well, the reason you want to make sure is you want to make sure that when your plane is sitting on the tarmac, that it's a big enough plane and that people know that you didn't just buy the lowest grade plane to get started. And again, there's a ton of different lessons, economics. I'm not talking about the economics of it. I'm just talking about the idea here of thinking bigger and of dreaming bigger and of realizing that there's a whole nother level out there. And it was fun for me just to see Dean's reaction. He's like, you know what? It's not that much more. And again, we're talking a few million more, but I mean, it's not that much more. He's like, I can understand why now. And it was funny just kind of talking about it. And Dean went on to talk about his experience golfing with Tony. He says, It's the same experience I always have whenever I go golfing with Tony. I'm like, Dean, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, most of the time, you if you're going to go golfing, he says, I only golf twice a year, and it's always with Tony, and it's always a massive event. And he's like, let me kind of explain to you what happens. So Dean will, or Tony will call me up and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be over here. You want to go golfing with me? And it's like, sure. So last time happened actually when we were filming everything for mastermind.com. And so we're down in Phoenix, and Tony said, let's go golfing tomorrow. And so he's got his team working to get a tee time. And Tony's like, don't worry about a tee time. Just tell him we're coming and just find out. He says, I only want to play like 7 holes. And he said, seriously? He goes, yeah, just find the best 7 holes. I don't have time for an entire round of 18. Let's play 7 holes. And he says, let's make sure we fly in by helicopter. So they fly in by helicopter. They land on the private country club. Tony and Dean get out, and they basically drive to the 7 different holes. And it says, the funniest thing was anytime we approached a hole and asked if we could play through, everybody just said, oh, of course. But they said the coolest thing is, it wasn't the fact that, oh, it's Tony Robbins, let me play through because I'm bigger and better than you. It was actually the opposite. And it's something I actually saw later that evening with Tony. And it was because Tony actually would spend time with whoever he was talking to on the hole. And so, yeah, he would interrupt their play, but he wanted to know who he was talking to, who these people were, what they do for a living, what were their families like. And I thought it's such a cool thing to see when some people get status in life, it changes their attitude, changes their outlook, and they become very pious and better than thou type of an approach. Tony's not that way at all. And it was fun for me to just hear Dean even talking about it. He's known him for years. They play golf, they fly together, they vacation together. But just to see the cool side of Tony where it wasn't, I'm Tony Robbins and I get to go wherever I want, whenever I want. It was more a matter of, no, I want to be able to jump ahead because I want to be able to talk to more people. And if I'm playing the same hole, I don't bounce around, I don't get the opportunity of seeing and meeting more people. And he wanted to meet with more people. He wanted to get his impact out to more people. And I thought, man, that's such a cool lesson to learn. So that was one of the lessons. The other big lesson I would definitely say is this whole idea of understanding the importance of digging your well before you're thirsty. That's a book Harvey McKay wrote a long time ago. On a side note, different lesson here, make sure whenever you have a title to a product that you don't give away the answer or let or people don't think about, oh yeah, I don't need to read the book or I don't need to attend the webinar or I don't need to buy the course because I kind of have an idea what it is. A ton of people quote Harvey McKay all the time as far as dig your well before you're thirsty. Very few people have actually read the book because people go, oh, I get it. What you're basically saying is before I ask for something, I need to provide value to people first. Yes, but let me kind of dig deeper on that one. What happened here was as I was working with Jeremy, who basically the CEO for Dean's company, as we're going through the list of affiliates and working with these affiliates, these are people who Tony and Dean and Russell have known for years. And that evening, the amount of people who were there, these were what most people would refer to as the A-listers in the online and just even the marketing world. Josh Bizzoni, who has become a dear friend over the years, seen everything he's done with BioTrust, and he's there. And then, again, anybody, the top 10 and just everyone else, basically about 100 people, anybody who had sold more than 10 products was there that evening. And it was just fascinating for me to see the respect that they had for Tony and for Dean and for Russell. But the reason they promoted was because all three of those guys had dug a very, very deep well, providing massive amounts of value to these people, rarely ever asking to promote or to do anything at all. And yet everybody just opened up their Rolodex and provided such a huge opportunity for them to be able to get their message out to the world and more importantly, to have a massive amount of impact. So I really encourage you not to be so short-sighted at times. A lot of us, you know, think, oh, I need to, gosh, I got to pay my bills. I got to get this done. And I need this deal to work. I need, it has to work right now. Realize that there's so much more to life and there's so much more in value by digging your well and providing a massive amount of value to other people. I try to provide value just even through a podcast like this. I don't know who's listening and who's not, but I hope someone gets some value out of it. We don't get any money out of this or anything else. Make sure you're doing the same thing as you're publishing. Try to provide as great a value as you possibly can to as many people as you can. And you'll find that the deeper you dig your well, the greater the opportunities come. And it was just a fascinating thing for me to watch everybody come that evening. I mean, it was one night. It's in Vegas. People literally flew from all around the world to be there for a 3-hour award ceremony. And I was so impressed just to see the value that Tony and Russell and Dean have given to everybody in that room. And it was just another just reminder of the importance of make sure you dig your well before you're thirsty. The other thing that was really cool is when you're looking at providing value to people, don't be afraid to go out above and beyond. This is just kind of a fun story that, so we were having dinner. It was Dean and Russell and myself and Jenna Kuchar and her husband Drew. And it was fascinating for me to see why Jenna was there. Now, granted, she was the number one affiliate. She needed to be there. She should have been there. But she lives in Minnesota, hates traveling to Vegas. It's like an 8-hour travel from just, you know, going to the airport early and having to go to, there's not a direct flight, so you have to have a layover. And she's like, you know what, Tony Dean, I appreciate it. I'm going to be with you guys in Fiji anyways. I don't want to spend the 2 days of travel just to be out there for 3 days. She goes, so I'm just not going to come. And it was funny as we were sitting there, she goes, you know, Dave, the craziest thing is, all of a sudden, I get this phone call from Dean saying, listen, how about I fly a private plane to pick you up? It'll come down and pick me up in Phoenix, and then we'll fly together to Vegas. And she's like, are you kidding me? She goes, no, I'm serious. She goes, we really want you to be there. And it was just fascinating for me. She obviously had an amazing experience. She and her husband flying private. Great experience. Again, set aside the dollar amount. Set aside the fact it was private and it cost a bunch of money. That's not the lesson here. The lesson here is, what do you do to go above and beyond to provide value to people? Again, they didn't have to do it. They knew that she was going to be there anyways. But it was a way that they want to provide greater value to someone who, again, had made them literally millions of dollars through her promotion. But I think the most important part of the lesson here as you look into it is to realize there are times where going above and beyond and a thank you is a huge, huge blessing, not only in the lives of the people who receive it, but in the lives of the others who witness it. Take, for example, myself. I witnessed it and I'm now sharing it with you. And someone else will basically hopefully get some benefit out of that. I was talking to John Rulin earlier today. He's the author of Giftology. I hope to have him on our podcast here shortly. But you know, one of the things he was talking about is, you know, what, aside from giving gifts and of doing things to, you know, Dream 100 your future prospects or to do a launch or anything like that, he goes, what are the things that you're doing right now that is your way of saying thank you to the people who are blessing your life? Your spouse, your family, your friends, your employees, how do they know that you appreciate them? And I thought a ton about that. It was neat just to see the appreciation that they had for Jenna and for Drew to fly them out. They didn't have to do that. And again, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was just going above and beyond to say thank you. And I think too often today, most people aren't willing to spend the time to express gratitude in a way that has meaning to those people who have, again, done a ton of work for you. So those are three of the lessons. Another one here real quick was to understand that the massive difference between A players and B players. I've done this before on a different podcast, but I can tell you that when you're working with A players, it is not just, you know, two or three times better than working with B players. This is like multiples, exponential levels. I don't know how to actually quantify it, but I would say it's, you know, in the neighborhood of 50 to 70 times better than working with B players. And there's so many components to it. One of them is you don't have to motivate A players as much as you do B players. The other thing is a lot of B players, they typically will drag down and have a lot of problems. They're not the problem solvers. Now, you will pay more for an A player, but it was fascinating for me as you took a look around the room. It was a room filled with A players. It was a room of people who basically, they didn't go out to literally thousands of affiliates. You had to apply and you had to actually earn the right to promote their product. And because of that, they only had the very best of the best promoting it. And because of that, they ended up selling and having the greatest launch ever because of that. And so I encourage you, as you start taking a look at your business and your life and the people you associate with, when you're using your time, it's the most valuable asset you have. Are you spending your time with A players? If not, I would find a way of upping your game and of trying to, and again, if you're not an A player, then you first of all have to become one because it's next to impossible to hang around with A players if you're not one. But I really would encourage you to take a look and see what you can do to become more of an A player. The last lesson I wanted to make mention of was the lesson I learned from Tony. And I've been around Tony now at multiple events, UPW a couple of times. We've had him at Funnel Hacking Live twice. We've done recordings with Tony, on filming products with Tony. So I've probably been around Tony 7 times and personally one-on-one at least 5 of those times. And it's fascinating for me to see how much a man of his stature cares so much about the individual. Sure, he had his bodyguards there, and he could have easily just left after his presentation was done. But he stuck around, and it was fun as we were sitting. Again, we were at our table, and we're having conversations with him, and just as you would with any friend. And he was really interested just as far as what's going on in your life. What are the things that you're struggling with? What are you excited about? And it was fun for me to watch as people were dying to shake his hand and get pictures with him. I mean, he's a massive man and huge hands, and just, I mean, he gives you his old bear hug and just envelops you. But the crazy thing for me is I sat and I watched he cares so much about the one. And it was a lesson I thought I need to do better at, is that when I'm with people one-on-one, to make sure that I'm with them. Every single person who had their opportunity of being with Tony, man, you could just tell that they felt that he cared. They felt that they had meaning. And again, this is for some probably the only time they'll be that close to Tony. But it was amazing for me to see how much he went out of his way to uplift and to energize and to provide value into people's lives. And I thought, you know what? It's something I want to make sure I do a better job of. And as I take a look at the lives of so many people, it's something I want to make sure that anytime I'm meeting with people, that I'm not so busy to have to get on to the next thing, that I take a few time just to slow down just a little. And again, when he was done, he was done. He had to take off and leave. But it was fascinating for me that he had allocated a certain period of time that he was going to be all in on those people. So those are the 5 lessons I learned. Hopefully it's of value to you. It was a great experience. I love the opportunities that I have. And I am so eternally grateful. But more importantly, I just hope that anything I say or do provides value to somebody else. Have an amazing day. Hopefully we'll see you at Funnel Hacking Live. If you haven't gotten your tickets, please go to funnelhackinglive.com. And I'd love to spend a little bit of time with you there. It's been fun as we've started bringing on an events team and things. My time isn't sucked up as much in the overall running of the event as it used to be. We just finished Unlock the Secrets, which was a great event. But Miles and Jess and the others on our team really ran it. And I had the opportunity of just spending time learning from Tony to spend time more one-on-one with the people who are there. So get your ticket to Funnel Hacking Live. Let's spend some time together. I'd love to hear about your success, all that you're doing. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others. Take a picture of this and post on Instagram. Tag us in it. Tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.